Hi, this is Melvin York, and today with Gardening with Daddy Pete, we're going to talk just a little bit about the summer heat waves, the effect it has on plants, what you can do to help the plants make it through and survive a hot summer. Some plants will take care of themselves if they've been established, and we don't go through a long period of drought, but when it is getting some rain. Others, younger plants, veggies, some of the new fruit bushes, some of the things you planted, annuals, some of your perennials that was planted this spring will need some attention. Now, one of the big thing is watering. And there's always a discussion on when to water, early in the morning, late in the evening. Some people prefer early in the morning and let it soak in as the day goes on. Some people would prefer doing it late at night. Maybe your schedule won't allow you to do one or the other. So that kind of solves that problem. Personally, myself, watering late of an evening as the sun's going down, I think it's a good time. It gives the water a chance to soak all the way into the soil and get to the roots. But a lot of people do morning waterings. When you're watering, try to keep the water off of the plant itself, water down at the ground level as much as possible. Just so that if you are doing it in the morning, it doesn't have excessive water on there for some of this heat that we're getting ready to have and are having would blister some of the leaves. One thing, too, you can think about is, and one of the biggest mistakes is how much to water. You know, we look at the top of the ground, or if you've been one of the ones that's done it right and mulched, and you look and you say, well, you know, I've been here for 2 minutes or 3 minutes, and that looks like it's pretty wet. And the top of the ground is, looks like it's soaked well. Take something with you and just kind of dig down a little bit, one of your little garden shovels, garden tools, and actually see how much that water has gotten through to the roots. Keep in mind now when you set that plant out or that tree out or that shrub out, you dug a hole anywhere from 3 inches to 6 to 8 inches deep. And those roots are there and we need to get water to them during this time of extreme heat. So you need to check. It will fool you in just a minute when you think you've got that ground drenched, especially in these hot days. It will take the moisture right out of it and you'll be wet on top, but the roots is not going to see it. So that's one thing you want to do. And then once you do that, you'll have an idea how long it takes you to wet the soil. Now, depending on the type of soil and how much drainage you've got, or if it's been mulched, and how much heat we're having will tell you when to water. You'll have to watch your plant. If your plant's wilting down, then it's time to water. One thing you can do if you hadn't already mulched is mulch your plants for this hot weather season. That does help keep the moisture even and keep it in there. Protects the ground from getting too hot around the roots. So that's number one thing you could do to help that. Number two, if you do have containers like annuals, some perennials and containers, you can get those into a partially shaded area during the times of excessive heat. And that will help also. Another thing, if you've got some new bushes, blueberries, raspberries, blackberries, things that you have just put out for this season, make sure to keep those water. And then if they're there in direct sun, you might even want to consider buying a small shade cloth to put over those and help during the extreme hot weather. I know that here we're calling on temperatures 99 to 100 degrees for the next couple of weeks. And that really does play havoc on newly planted plants that's not yet well established. So that may be something that you want to do, but move those potted plants. And here is another thing, because things do different. Usually, we'll talk about lawn. A lawn usually takes anywhere from a half to 1 inch of water per week to survive, maybe even more before it would go dormant on you. And so that's one thing you need to also check. Keep a watering log. Now that's just the perfect thing to do, because in these temperatures, just kind of jot down the temperature too for that day. If it was 99, I watered. Okay, I noticed that in a day, my water was dissipating and the plant started to wilt a little. Make a note of that. And then that way it'll give you a good idea for the rest of the season how to keep up and water your plants depending on the temperature, depending on the plant. Now, if it's vegetable plants and all, and you're early in, like we are right now, some of the vegetables are starting to produce. They're going to take more water. Some of them are later or still growing. They're going to take more water. So that's one thing that you'll also have to take into consideration. So keep a watering log. So let's just kind of go over this just to let you know what's going on. Watering of the morning or the evening. Again, that has a lot to do with your schedule. If you're going to water in the morning, do it as early as possible. If you're going to water at the evening time, do it as late as possible. Always water directly to the ground if you can. Not watering on the foliage. That would help that tremendously. Mulch. If your plants are not mulched at this time, please mulch them, and mulch them heavily. Mulching works both good in the summer and the winter. Applying mulch 2 to 4 inches around a lot of your plants keeps the roots at a cooler temperature. It holds the moisture in better. From the summer sun that's continually heating up that soil and drawing the moisture out of it. Again, in the winter, that 2 to 4 inches of mulch protects from the cold weather, keeps from excessive moisture, and keeps it more even, and keeps it warmer. When a freeze comes by, that way the roots doesn't get as cold. Potted plants, if you have the potted plants, that's small shrubs, perennials, annuals that really can't take the heat. Even though they are a sun-loving plant, they may not be a heat-loving plant. So make sure that you can get those in to some point of time of shade. Would be better if you could move them where they're shaded in the evening hours or right after lunch, and that's usually when the hottest part of the sun is. And keep a watering log. When I say keep a watering log, we'll go over this again. You want to make sure that when you're watering, you especially the first time, check and make sure how deep down that water is going. Take your little garden trowel, garden shovel, dig right beside the plant over 3 or 4 inches away from it. Make sure that soil is getting moist all the way down. Again, you planted that plant, you were 3, 4, 5, 6 inches deep, and that's where the roots are. You're going to need water down that far, and it will fool you. Keep that in your log, keep that day's temperature in the log, and what your plants look like the next day, say 24 hours away. If you go back to them and they're wilting and look terrible, you know that you maybe need to water a little more often because it was 100 degrees today. Then again, the next day, if it's 90, you go back and your plants look well, you'll know that one time a day or one time every other day is going to be enough. Only you can tell that depending on your soil and what kind of shade you got. Newly planted plants like shrubs and fruit trees, bushes, not so much trees, just keep them watered well and mulch, but in your bushes, make sure that you may even have to throw a shake pop over, and that may help them for a little while too. So I hope this has helped. If you get a chance, if you would, while you're listening to our podcast, go to daddypeaks.com and hit the button and join us in and go back and listen. We've archived all of these podcasts. While you're there, sign up for our email. It's free. Also, you can check out our different types of soil and mixes and mulches, and hit the About page and see what we're all about. Well, until next time, this is Melvin York for Gardening with Daddy Pete.